Hello, world. My name is James Daly, and I'm a senior escalation engineer on the Windows Store App Developer Solutions team. In this video blog, we're going to talk about game middleware, what it is, and why you might need it. Keep in mind that what we're going to talk about today applies to both Windows Phone as well as Windows Store apps. Now comes the disclaimer part. There is no right or wrong answer when it comes to choosing middleware. I'm going to offer some of my personal opinions, but don't let that stop you from looking at all of your options. There are a lot of great solutions out there, so shop around and choose one that's right for you. If you have a favorite solution that I don't mention here, make sure to add it to the comments so that others can check it out. And just to be clear, just because I mention this third-party solution or that third-party solution, this doesn't mean that I'm officially endorsing any of them. Except maybe the DXTK. Whew. Okay, now, on to the main course. I'm going to break down our middleware options into two buckets. Frameworks or toolkits, we'll use those terms interchangeably, and game engines. Keep in mind that there are a lot of subtle variations in game middleware out there, but for our purposes, these two buckets will help us get the conversation started. Typically, when you think of game programming for the Microsoft platforms, you think DirectX or Direct3D. The DirectX technologies are certainly at the core of game programming on all of the Microsoft platforms. The quote, problem, unquote, with writing your game using nothing more than raw DirectX APIs is that you're going to be spending a lot of your time wrestling with those APIs. Game frameworks or toolkits and game engines are solutions that do a lot of the coding grunt work for you so that you don't have to. Don't get me wrong, there certainly is a time and a place for coding directly to the DirectX APIs. If you're working on a large game and you know that you're going to need to eke every ounce of performance out of the game that you can, then optimizing your code by going directly to the low-level DirectX APIs is definitely the way to go. However, if you and your friends are coding out of your garage and trying to create the next flappy something, you might want to consider some alternatives. Game frameworks and toolkits are a great alternative that can let you accomplish the same amazing things that you can in DirectX without needing to write nearly as much code. Game frameworks and toolkits typically wrap low-level DirectX APIs using higher-level constructs. For example, using DirectX APIs to load a mesh can be a complex task. A good framework or toolkit will just take the file name of your mesh and do what needs to be done to load, turn it into a usable DirectX construct, and then hand it back to you. No need to write file I/O code or worry about buffer creation. Some game frameworks or toolkits offer high-level coding constructs but still give you access to the full power of the underlying DirectX APIs. So if you need to tweak something at a lower level, you can, but you still have the convenience of high-level constructs. Other game frameworks or toolkits offer different language options. Officially, we, that is Microsoft, only support calling DirectX APIs from C++ code. This tends to make the barrier for entry pretty high, as C++ is not the easiest language to master and certainly not the most forgiving. So choosing a framework or toolkit that gives you a managed language option might be just what you need. Game engines are a little different. Game engines offer a platform that you use to build your game. Some game engines are specific to a type of gameplay, such as FPS or tower defense. Other game engines are more generic, offering a broad platform and plugins that allow you to develop just about any type of game. Game engines tend to incorporate all of the features that you might need to create your game, like physics simulations, mesh conversions, and some even offer AI. Instead of cannibalizing third-party libraries and trying to shoehorn them into your app, the integration is already done for you. One of the problems with game engines is that they tend to abstract you so far from the underlying DirectX APIs that you don't always know why something is happening. This can be particularly frustrating if you're trying to track down a shader bug in your pipeline. The Visual Studio DirectX debugging tools are absolutely amazing and allow you to spy on every single pixel in your scene. This is going to be the subject of a future video blog, so stick around for that. Not all game engines offer these types of extremely helpful tools. Let's take a look at the code differences between developing using a framework or toolkit and a game engine. This code should look familiar. This is the code we looked at in my previous video blog. This code uses the DirectX toolkit. This sample code is stripped down to its bare minimum. There are about 120 lines of code in the CPP file and about 40 lines in the .h file. All told, there are only about 250 lines of code to get the project up and running. And let's take a quick look and see what this thing does when it is up and running. Now, let's take a look at getting the same results in a game engine.
This is Unity. The first thing you should notice is that there is no code anywhere in the main UI. Most game engines of this scale are very visual. The idea here is that you get all of your assets, i.e. characters, levels, lighting, etc., set up visually rather than procedurally in code. This allows designers and not coders to get everything set up. Then you wire everything together using code. Speaking of code, let's look at the code necessary to get the same spinning plane effect that we had in the DirectX toolkit here in Unity. There's only about a dozen lines of code here that's really necessary to give us the exact same effect. Personally, I've become a game engine convert in recent months, but there is still something to be said for the power and control of procedurally coding your entire scene. So again, investigate your options. I'm sure there's a game engine middleware solution out there that's just right for you. There's some other things you might want to consider when deciding on your game middleware solution. Think about the level of support you're going to get from the owners or maintainers of the game engine. Is there good training and sample code available to help you get started quickly? If you do run into a problem, is there somebody you can talk to get the problem fixed? Well, that's all I've got for today. Remember, stick around, because next time we're going to be talking about debugging your DirectX application using the Visual Studio DirectX debugging tools. Until then, we'll be seeing you.